AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police commissioner in New York tells CNN they believe the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has left the city. The gunman's whereabouts and identity remain unknown 4 days after the shooting. The Agriculture Department is ordering testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu. The virus is spreading in dairy cows. Testing of raw or unpasteurized milk will start in 6 states. More than 700 herds of cows have been confirmed to be infected with bird flu in 15 states. Pete Hegseth is getting high-level support for his shaky nomination to lead the Pentagon. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
President-elect Trump says Hegseth is doing very well and will be a fantastic defense secretary. Trump wrote on social media as Hegseth faces questions over personal misconduct.
I fully support Pete. I think Pete's going to get confirmed, and we are completely behind him.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says Hegseth's fate will be decided during a hearing with lawmakers, not what he calls a sham hearing by the media.
We're not abandoning this nomination.
Still, Trump's transition team is looking at potential replacements, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, whom sources say spoke with Trump about the Pentagon post earlier this week, and who is expected to join Trump at next week's Army-Navy football game. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal appeals court panel unanimously upheld a law that could lead to a ban on TikTok in just a few months. The AP's Hallelujah Hadero reports it's all about the China-based owner of TikTok.
Federal officials and lawmakers from both parties have come out and they've said that they're concerned that the Chinese government could potentially pressure ByteDance, which is based in China, to hand over U.S. user data.
TikTok is required to break ties with its parent company or be banned in about a month. This is AP News. A wind-driven brush fire is burning in Baltimore.
That closed a section of the expressway into the city's downtown, the neighboring light rail line, and nearby roads and schools. Baltimore City Fire Chief James Wallace says crews were called to a brush fire at the camp's small yard, where large trees and logs are stacked about 30 feet high.
In a large area, the stage is just that. Lots of trees, logs, stumps, and things like that. This has been a challenge because it's been a wind-driven fire. It's very difficult for us to get out ahead of it.
That audio is courtesy of WMAR. About 125 firefighters responded, and the fire is contained, allowing the interstate to reopen. Two nearby high schools were closed. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Lionel Messi has been named Major League Soccer's most valuable player. It's the latest trophy on a long list of honors for the Inter Miami star. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.